meditation for about 25 minutes. And then we'll be having closing ritual in the last half hour. So if you just want to get yourselves in your meditation postures for our final collective sit.
Thank you, Padilla. Maybe before I start meditation, I just thank you all for coming and express my delight and appreciation for Bodhilila and also for Pranyanita. Lovely to work with you both. Okay, well, I was listening to people talking about the importance of that experience. I found this one of my favorite poems for a while now, in a while. So I'll start with a poem. This is a Lorca poem called Ditty of First Desire. In the green morning, I wanted to be a heart, a heart. In the lush evening, I wanted to be a nightingale, a nightingale. Soul, turn orange colored. Soul, turn the color of love. In the vivid morning, I wanted to be myself, a heart. At the evening's end, I wanted to be my voice, a nightingale. Soul, turn orange colored. Soul, turn the color of love. Let's just come to our natural breath. Maybe have a sense of the other people you've been sharing this retreat with. Just like you, breathing in and breathing out. Have a sense of the ground under the earth we all sit upon, we all share. Imagine our legs relaxing. Maybe imagine the knees tending away from the hips. the sense of the thighs, the elongation of it. Calf muscles softening. Soles of our feet. All those delicate bones and ligaments and muscles in the feet. Elegant shin bones there. Big bones of the upper leg. Giving the weight of our legs as fully as we're able to the floor. To the ground under the floor. As you relax your legs, let the face kind of relax as if the face is relaxing all the way down, torso. Into the earth itself. Find the breath low in the body. Maybe you can find it in the pelvic floor there. Low in the belly, just above the pubic bone there. Around the hip, the small of the back, just imagining the pelvis kind of dropping down and opening a little. If we can find a sense of comfort in the lower body as we just release, the word comfort with strength, or strength, comfort, to sit with strength. Comes from this releasing fully as possible the lower body. As you release the lower body there, let the torso release in the opposite direction, led by the crown of your head. Darkening sky above us. Deep, moist earth below us. taking the length of the back. Notice the back in meditation. It kind of interrupts our tendency always to want to move forward. So easy to be a little bit in front of ourselves all the time, and leaving ourselves behind all the time. Come into the back, so when we meditate, that we're not moving away from ourselves. Maybe you can have a sense of your spine eases onto the kind of light bones of the pelvis down there. Snakes its way out, serpentine through the body. Right up lower body, heart center, through the throat, right up. Right up to top of your jawline. Linking the skull with the pelvis. Imagine the spine as it is, not just bone, but soft tissue, fluid, nerve. Most of all, perhaps, kind of channel, energetic channel. Let the face soften a little more. And just sit together for a few minutes. With a sense of the simple act of breathing in and breathing out. and the experience of the solidarity with all that lives. Let's offer our support to one another in the world. Let's risk feeling supported by others and the world. city of birth desire. In the green morning, I wanted to be a heart. In the lush evening, I wanted to be a nightingale. Soul, turn orange colored. Soul, turn the color of love. In the vivid morning, I wanted to be myself, a heart. At the evening's end, I wanted to be my voice, a nightingale. Soul, turn orange colored. Soul, turn the color of love.
Thank you very much, Paramananda, and for your kind words earlier. So yes, just before we move into the final closing ritual, I did want to say some thank yous. So the first thank you is to someone who's been working way in the background that none of you have seen. A few of you may have met if you used to come to the centre a while ago. And his name is Pasquale. And Pasquale is the person who created the special website for the retreat. And he's been updating it every day. And I've asked him to find pictures of trees each day. And he's found some great pictures of trees. And, you know, I can just say, oh, here's all the text, can you find a picture of Amitabh? He just does it. So I think he's not only just put up the recordings, and it's a bit more complicated than it looks, because he has to transfer the format of the sound recordings into a different format and other things like that, and post things on YouTube. So it's actually quite a complicated job, but he's just been doing that very generously, as he has for all our previous retreats. He's doing it totally as an act of generosity for us. So very big thank you to Pasquale. I also wanted to say a thank you to Sophie, who did a lot of kind of publicity for us, posting it on our website in various places like Buddhist Centre Online and social media and things like that, and in our newsletters. She's been writing the newsletters. So without that, maybe some of you might not have come along. So it's really nice that you've all been here. I also wanted actually to thank everybody who's been on the retreat and who's come and who's participated so wholeheartedly, because without you, we wouldn't have had a retreat. And the fact that so many of us have found it meaningful and been able to go to some depth is because I think of that collective experience, everyone's showing up, even when it's challenging, and pressing together, supporting each other along this week's journey. So thank you very much for all you've contributed to the retreat. And yeah, a big thank you to Paramananda. It's been a real pleasure co-leading the retreat with you, and very generous of you to be giving your time again to do one of these week-long retreats, because it is actually quite a big commitment to be doing a week-long retreat, and takes up your whole week. And that amount of zooming also can be a little, But anyway, so it's yes, and I think you've got so much depth to your practice, so many years of experience, but also you always get me and I think everybody else into our bodies, into our hearts, into our imagination, and looking at things in a new way. I mean, I've been coming to your classes for a long time. I've done retreats, with you, but every time there's something new, more than one thing new, that sort of makes me look at things differently or take my practice deeper. And just that experiential, visceral experience of the meditations you lead, getting me really deeply into my experience and my practice. And also, you've been fun. We've been having quite a lot of fun backstage, and thank you for all your bad jokes as well. So, I think that's it for the thank yous. So, we can move into the final part, which is our closing ritual. And I'm just going to say a little bit about that because I've kind of put it together. Makes sense to me, and I just thought I'd say why I'd done it so that maybe you could see that it made a bit of sense to you, but maybe it won't. But anyway, the theme of the retreat has been very much around the heart of practice and exploring some of the key Triratna practices, whether that's meditation or mantra chanting. I thought, well, we've had particular figures, haven't we? We've been very much referencing the historical Buddha, partly through the story of, his journey towards enlightenment, and partly through chanting his mantra. And also, he's figured in some of the rituals as well. And without the historical Buddha, none of us would be here. And all the practices, all the things that we do have come from him. And all the archetypal figures like Amitabha and Gwintara are basically the Buddha as well. But in a way, encapsulating sort of different phases of Buddhism. So the historical Buddha very much associated with the earlier years of Buddhism, and sometimes called the Hinayana or Theravada period of Buddhism, where you get a lot more sort of simple teachings, things like the Dhammapada, the Pali Canon, which we have been drawing on, but also the Mahayana, which is where all the more archetypal figures, like Amitabha and Padmasambhava and Green Tara that we've also been referencing come from. And I think that was one of the things appealed to me about Triratna when I first came across it, and was that vision that Sanghavarishita had that although Buddhism has changed over time, and when it goes into different countries and different cultures, and it may appear very different, Zen to Theravada to Tibetan to, you know, Triratna or whatever, that there are some things that we all share in common. And one of the things that's core for any Buddhist movement is that going for refuge to the three jewels. And that's where we get our name, the Triratna. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be reciting some verses, celebrating the three jewels and drawing a little bit on the teaching. So it's called Verses That Protect the Truth. And we'll do that in call and response in English. And then I'm going to sing the same verses in Pali. Then after that, we'll do the Transference of Merit verses in call and response from the end of the Sevenfold Puja. And then we'll end with Pranyanita doing Shakyamuni mantra of her choice. And you can join in with that, or you can just listen to her very beautiful voice. And that will be it. That will mark the end. So in a way, we are starting and ending with the Buddha on the retreat and also in this closing ritual. So if you'd just like to get yourselves comfortable, and as with any ritual, you know, you can join in or not join in, but just encourage you to join in and give it a go, even if you don't see yourself as being a Buddhist, and just see what effect it has. If there's some effect in your body or your heart responding to it, even if your head's not kind of there. I think that's all I'll say. So Paramahanda, are you happy to do call and response?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Verses that protect the truth. Not to do evil.
Not to do evil.
To cultivate the good.
To cultivate the good.
To purify the mind.
To purify the mind.
This is the teaching of the Buddhas.
This is the teaching of the Buddhas.
Lead a righteous life.
Lead a righteous life.
Not one that is corrupt.
Not one that is corrupt.
The righteous live happily.
The righteous live happily.
Both in this world and the next.
Both in this world and the next.
One is not versed in Dharma.
One is not versed in Dharma.
Who merely speaks much.
Who merely speaks much.
One who hears but a little of the teaching.
One who hears but a little of the teaching.
But sees the truth and observes it well.
But sees the truth and observes it well.
Indeed. That one is truly called one verse.
Indeed, that one is truly called
one versed in Dharma.
One versed in Dharma.
No other refuge but the wake.
No other refuge but the wake.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
May grace abound in victory.
May grace abound in victory.
No other refuge than the truth.
No other refuge than the truth.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
May grace abound and victory.
May grace abound and victory.
No refuge but the Sangha.
No refuge but the Sangha.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Refuge supreme is there for me.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
Oh, by the virtue of this truth.
May grace abound and victory.
May grace abound and victory.
Homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Dharma.
Homage to the Dharma.
Homage to the Sangha.
Homage to the Sangha.
Sabba Passa Akaranam Kusalasa Upasampada Sachita Paryodapanam Etam Buddhanam Sasanam Dhammam Chare Sucharitam Nanam Ducharitam Chare Dhammachari Sukham Seti Asmim Loke Paramicha Natavata Dhammadaro Yavata Bahabasati Yoja Apam Pisudvana Dhammam Kayena Pasati Save Dhammadaro Hoti Ho Dhammam Napamadyati Nati me saranang anyam Buddho me saranang param Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalam Nati me saranang anyam Dhammo me saranang varam Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalam Nati me saranang anyam Sangho me saranang varam Etena satyavajena Hotu me jayamangalam Namo Buddhaya Namo Dhammaya Namo Sanghaya Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Transference of merit and self-surrender. May the merit gained.
May the merit gained.
In my acting thus.
In my acting thus.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
So long as all have not attained to peace.
Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. 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 Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakyamuni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Mahamuni. Shakyamuni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Mahamuni 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 Shakyamuni Swaha. Shakyamuni Swaha.
Okay, so just a few words before we end. One of which is just to be kind to yourself and to be aware that you've been on retreat a week and that you may be in a different space. When we go physically somewhere else, we have that whole transitioning journey back. And it can still feel quite jarring, but here, literally, probably you're in front of your device, you switch it off, and then you're back in your life and around everybody else. So how could you make that transition, you know, work for you as best you can? And also just being aware you might be more sensitive, stuff may have been opened up, just taking care of yourself over the next few days. Yeah. Most people aren't, you know, the people around you haven't been on retreat. Yeah? So just being aware that there can be a little bit of a jarring if you're feeling quite sensitive and spacious and you've been in a certain place and they haven't and they're just expecting you to be how you were before you went on the retreat. Yeah. Yeah, so basically, as always, take care of yourself, self-metta. And then, well, it's been lovely to have you on retreat, and it's also been lovely to see people who've been on previous retreats or come to some of our classes or courses and drop-ins. So just a reminder that, yeah, you're all very welcome to come to any of the West London events. And if you haven't, if you want more of Paramananda, you can even get him tomorrow. If you come in the morning, he's got his weekly Sunday meditation club, which is 10:30 to 1, where you'll get, you know, a couple of meditations, some of his lying down and drumming, and also some discussion afterwards. And he also does a weekly class on a Thursday night. If you've enjoyed the sort of Q&A and exploring meditation, I do a weekly class just for an hour after a Friday drop-in class. And that's nice because it's usually just a small group. Sometimes it's just one or two. I don't think it's ever been more than like five. So you can have quite an intimate exploration and learning from each other. And again, that's just there every week. And Paramananda and I will be doing another week-long meditation retreat in February. February the 7th to the 13th. So we will include that in the follow-up email. But just if you're interested in following up, do come along on that. What I'm noticing is that because we've done a few retreats and some people have come on more than one of the retreats, I think that helps with the depth and it also helps with the Sangha, you know. And certainly for me, I was saying in my group, it's really nice coming to the groups and actually seeing people that I've, you know, been practicing with online, but also people that maybe I've been in a group with before. And I think that really helps with the depth as well. Yeah. And yes, if you like unled meditations in the morning, we have a weekly one. It's a little bit earlier though. It's 7 a.m. UK time. Again, with just bells, Monday to Friday, but you're very welcome to come and join those. But best thing to do is to sign up for our newsletter because then you get to see what we're doing and get advance notice. I'm quite excited about our plans for next year. And actually over the new year, if you want, Pranita and I will be doing a shorter retreat, which will be based on the four reminders, our city retreat that's just over the new year. So yeah, do check out, come along, join us, practice with us, let other people know about us. And yeah, it's lovely having you as part of our online community, our online Sangha. May it continue and grow. Anything you want to say, Paramananda or Panyanita?
No, just goodbye. It's very nice to be with you all for the week.